our Saturday Night Theatre.
Charlie Muffin, the novel by Brian Freeman, dramatized by Jeffrey M. Matthews, with Philip Jackson and Shandor Ellis.
Not good, Charlie. Not good at all. Come for advice, have you?
Advice?
I still read the papers. Baronkoff's trial. Another adjournment.
Loose ends to be tidied up. And you did say to stop by.
6 months ago.
You haven't exactly been in the pink.
Below the belt, Charlie. But then you always were a bastard.
Not a good teacher.
Touché. But you're right as usual. Flu and then pneumonia.
And too much time mothering those damn roses.
More Archibald Willoughby specials. The texture, Charlie, the shape, the colour. I've finally got them right.
The professionals must hate your guts.
Not for much longer.
Oh? Ticker?
Fading rapidly. Still, I might make the Chelsea show again this year if I'm lucky. But that's not for broadcasting, not even to Edith.
No. She sent you her best.
With the usual warning?
You know Edith.
And even better than you, my boy. She was my secretary for 5 years, remember? Which is why her usual warning will be ignored. As usual. Malt whiskey. The only pleasure I've got left. No matter what your wife says.
Cheers, sir.
To you, Charlie. And the department.
Sod the department.
No, Charlie. The changes, perhaps, but never the department.
Two unpredictable bits of bad luck and they panic.
It was time for a change.
Maybe, but to replace you with tits like Cuthbertson and Wilberforce.
Tits who got Baronkoff?
I got Alexei Baronkoff using a plan you initiated, and even then Cuthbertson ballsed it up.
Oh?
Our mole in Dzerzhinsky Street pulled Baronkoff's personal file, got it out of Moscow and over to the safe house in East Berlin. All the evidence was there. That Baronkoff had been working for the KGB ever since he arrived in Britain, posing as a Polish refugee. But Cuthbertson reckoned we wouldn't need it.
Wrongly, it seems. Still, it shouldn't be too much of a problem collecting it.
With every checkpoint locked tighter than a duck's bum.
It's never worried you before, Charlie.
I wouldn't now, except Cuthbertson's using it as a nursemaid operation.
Ah, unwise. Who are they?
Two trainees, Snare and Harrison, who came in after you left.
Young and inexperienced. Yes, that could be dangerous.
Very. But try telling that to the Eton Mafia. Stupid bastards think it's a game.
I should have realized where you came. I appreciate that.
It'll probably go off perfectly.
And if you believe that, you'd not have bothered to come and say goodbye.
Well, just in case. Funny. Don't know which scares me more. The thought of dying or 30 years in a Lubyanka.
I wouldn't know either, Charlie. But the risk isn't new. It was there on every job I sent you on.
This time I don't have you behind me, sir. That makes it different.
Thank you, Charlie. I didn't have to remind you, but never forget my first rule. Always secure your escape route.
No miracle, Gunther. Just planning.
You're sure it will work?
If you've still got the passport.
Oh, natürlich. For 6 months now, since you gave it to me. Waiting, wondering.
Whether I keep my promise?
Yeah. I'm sorry, mein Freund. But promises have been made before. Please now, it's the plan.
All right. You know Leipzigstrasse?
But of course.
We'll walk down there tonight. Look for a white Volkswagen. Munich number plates. It's parked by the cinema.
So?
Keys.
You intend me to drive across?
In a car with perfect documents.
But my passport, it has no stamp of entry.
It will. Once you use this. Made by the same bloke who forged your passport. It'll match the car documents perfectly.
I'm frightened, Charlie. The border guards, if they check back?
Why should they? Look, I crossed over by train. The Volkswagen was driven through by a friend. I'm supposed to drive it back. Now it's yours, mate. Use it.
But what about you, Charlie? How will you return?
Same way as my friend did. Walked through the checkpoint like any other tourist. You want to escape, Gunter? You can. Just remember, your papers are in perfect order. So don't panic, okay?
Okay. I just do not know how to thank you.
Don't. Just make sure you reach Checkpoint Charlie at exactly 9 o'clock.
The time is important?
To me. So, Gunter, don't you bloody well be late.
Muffin? That you, Muffin?
Charlie. My mates call me Charlie, remember?
Sorry, Muff. Charles.
Try it again, Brian.
Damn it, Charles. Charlie. Your bloody inverted snobbery.
Keep your voice down. Now, where's your mate?
Mate? Oh, Harrison. Well, he got rather bored, old man. Crossed 10 minutes ago. We can't stay here all night. Our visas expire in 8 hours.
Orders were to wait until I got it.
Of course, Charlie, but... well, it looked safe enough.
You risked the whole operation. You did see him go through?
All way, old man. He's probably having a G&T in the embassy now.
The duplicate photo stats. You still got them?
In this carrier bag.
Well, just make sure they get into the diplomatic bag. On your way, then?
The Volkswagen. You haven't picked it up?
Once you're across. I obey orders, old son. Even Cuthbertson's. To ensure Berenkov's papers reach London safely, each operative will cross through Checkpoint Charlie at 5-minute intervals. First Harrison, then Snare, each with photostat copies. You, Muffin, will wait, ensure they get safely across before you drive over with the originals. Well, on your bike, then?
Yes. Well, see you later. We'll celebrate. Dinner in the Kempinski?
Make sure you book a table. For three.
Halt! Ihr Reisepass, Herr...
Snare. Brian Snare.
Sie sind Engländer?
Ja.
Einen Moment, bitte. Ja? Ist klar. Ein Schweizer Volkswagen. Münchener Nummer? Ja. MSOE733. Eine Person. Danke.
Problem?
Nein. You are clear to pass, Herr Snare.
Danke. Gute Nacht.
Nacht. Beeilen Sie sich! Anhalten, oder ich schieße!
Say what you like. Muffin was a professional. A bloody good professional.
Don't go maudlin' on me, Snare. Mm. Not over a disposable embarrassment like Muffin.
One phone call, Harrison, and 20 years in the field kaput. 20 years. Muffin must have had something.
B.O. and the native intelligence of the working class.
It isn't enough, old man. Not once you're a bloody anachronism.
No. Muffin's own damn fault. Should have retired gracefully. Well, one more cognac and then dinner.
What? Yeah.
Barman, yeah. Zwei cognac, bitte.
Ja, mein Herr.
Correction. Drei cognac.
Muffin. But you're...
Dead? And I suppose you were holding awake.
But I saw it happen.
Drei cognac, mein Herr.
Danke. Put them on his bill. Well, to my continuing good health.
Of course. this is fantastic.
Cheers. Absolutely fantastic.
Well, where's the table, then?
A table?
For the celebration, you know, job well done and all that. You did book one.
Well, we thought you'd been killed.
I'll fix it right away, Charles.
The Volkswagen. How did you get out?
How? Well, a bit of luck. And because I've got mates.
Mates?
Yeah. One who taught me to survive, to watch my back, secure an escape route. The other, Gunter. He was a student. I promised him freedom. He thought I was a commercial traveller.
Charlie! So they finally sent you, huh?
You're looking good, Alexei. Grub okay, is it?
You should stay to dinner. Now sit. Sit! Charlie. What I really miss is the wine business. For this year, I've selected some really sensational Alex Corton. So, Charlie, they've sent you to find out what you can. Hmm? Light fittings which do not work, the cameras, the microphones. They're up there, yes, yes?
Obvious places. I told him it was bloody ridiculous that you were... are a professional.
Not like that fool who employs you, huh? So your director, the great Sir Henry Cuthbertson, thinks I'll be off my guard. In a state of shock after the trial.
Something like that. Look, I am sorry, really.
He does not worry me. But you were not at my trial.
No. Cuthbertson thought it too dangerous. Reckoned your people would have photographed everyone going into the Old Bailey.
Ah, yes. By now the pictures are in Moscow. We are more efficient than your people.
Oh, but I caught you all the same, Alexei.
While Snare and Harrison got the credit. They're no good, Charlie. Too smart, too ambitious. Send them on a field operation and we'd use it as a training exercise.
They'll learn.
Never, they're not like us, Charlie.
Professionals.
I grew to respect, even admire you, Charlie. Apart from being born in different countries, committed to opposite sides, we are identical. Identical freaks, Charlie. When before have there been two spies, both operational, still alive and nudging 50?
You speak for yourself, Alexei. I can give you a good 10 years.
Maybe, huh? In any case, for the last 2 years, I have been scared. Moscow, too, was beginning to realize that if I had not been caught... I would have been withdrawn. For 6 months, I knew you had me under observation, knew that you were trying to frighten me into an ill-considered move. But now, everything's all right.
40 years in here, all right.
Don't be stupid, Charlie. 1 year, two at the most. Then a quick, discreet exchange.
Operatives your age are expendable, Alexei.
In your country. But Russia never forgets. Also, I am highly regarded in Moscow. I have the rank of general in the KGB, so my release is guaranteed. Oh, I would hate to work for your service, Charlie. Always remember that, my friend, if you were caught, jailed, you would be forgotten, left to rot. And you are not the type to be caged.
That's a great incentive not to get caught.
Kill yourself rather than be taken. I mean it, Charlie.
Yeah. What'll you do when you get back?
Oh, get to know my wife again. A son of 18 I've only met once. Retire with full honors. A flat in Moscow. A dacha just outside. And maybe teach at the spy college. And in summer, it will be the beach at Sochi. Think of it, Charlie. To lie quietly in the sun on the Black Sea.
Sounds great.
But you, Charlie, hmm? Where is your sunshine?
In France. Edith and I go on holiday this week.
Good. But France. Personally, I prefer Vienna. The food is terrible, but the wines. Yes, I would definitely spend the weekend there. Your wife should see the riding school, and on Sunday, the cathedral. And then for lunch, a riverboat on the Danube. I tell you, Charlie, such a trip could change your whole outlook.
Maybe. I have to see what Edith says. Moscow. Bound to be strange after so long.
20 years, yes. But I would be able to sleep. No pistol under my pillow. No churning in my guts, wondering when you or someone like you would appear at the foot of my bed. I tried to outwit you, Charlie, to protect my network. But knowing you were on to me, that was a relief. Something you will never know.
I'll take a desk job, sir.
No, your people will never allow it. So, huh? How many more operations? How long before your luck runs out? How long before we get you?
You're still worried about your network, then?
My network? No. Of course not.
So it's still operational?
7 months in here, Charlie? How should I know?
Then I'll tell you. We got 5.
So? 5. Well, they had a good run, made money, and I always let them have their wine wholesale. Come and see me again, Charlie.
I'll try.
Socially, I mean, and remember, take care. You got a feel about you, Charlie. The feel of a loser.
Janet! Towel! Anything, love?
Honestly, Charlie.
Bloody weather. Look, blotting paper will do.
Why on earth didn't you get a taxi?
Why? Because they cost money. And your poxy godfather hasn't approved my expenses.
Well, you do pad them a bit, Charlie.
Couldn't afford you if I didn't. Gonna have to buy a new pair of shoes as well.
Janet, the director...
Good Lord, Martin, what are you up to?
Washing me bleeding feet.
Very biblical. Can you work miracles as well?
Sure, Brian. I can rise from the dead. Out of burning Volkswagens, remember?
Sir Henry wants you. Now, with your shoes on.
And I'll have to wait, won't I?
Wait. Shall I tell Sir Henry 10 minutes?
Tell Cuthbertson what you like, mate. I'm waiting till my socks dry. What's the panic about?
Berenkov, your interview tape. My poxy godfather's gone berserk.
Thought he might.
You've done it this time, Charlie. He's written to the minister.
Has he? The Berenkov file, has it gone back to registry?
It's in my art tray.
Great.
Why?
Just a thought, love, on how to secure my escape route.
Now, Martin, we will have your explanation.
You did listen to the tape, Sir Henry.
A tape which I and my colleagues consider almost treasonable.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Berenkov, bewildered, mentally broken by a draconian prison sentence. Psychologically, the ideal moment for a sympathetic confessor to gain his confidence. But what do we have, Muffin? Meanderings. Two men play-acting for the tape recorders. Recorders that Berenkov learned about from you.
Oh?
We do not want traitors in the department, Muffin.
Are you firing me then, Mr. Wilberforce?
That would be too easy, Muffin. I want you under constant supervision where I can ensure you don't forget the terms of the Official Secrets Act.
Demotion?
To as low a level as I can possibly achieve.
So my salary and allowances will be cut?
Just as soon as Mr. Wilberforce gets approval.
From the minister?
Pure formality.
Then you've written to him already?
Recommending your immediate removal from any position of authority within my department.
That's a silly thing to have done.
Insubordination will not gain you dismissal, Muffin, or redundancy pay. So, unless you wish to add something...
Just K-Branch.
K-Branch?
You did wait for their assessment.
What are you talking about, Muffin?
Procedures. Ones the minister insists are followed. Like having all interrogation tapes, films, analysed by the psychologists in K-Branch. You did get their report.
Oh, in this case, it was hardly necessary.
Oh, so your reaction to my interview, your recommendation to the minister, was made before the tapes were analysed.
Obviously.
Or before you got expert assessments. As I said, a very stupid thing to have done. My meeting with Alexei Berenkov was perhaps the most productive I have ever had with a captured spy.
Really?
And K. Branch will confirm my finding. They always have in the past. Close examination of the videotape, much closer than you allowed yourselves, will confirm several facts. Allow me. First.
For the last 2 years, I have been scared. Moscow, too, was beginning to realize that.
So, the Kremlin would have acted. Installed a replacement long before we even suspected Berenkov. I'd say at least a year earlier. So there's a whole new operational network, which means you've got to start looking again. Then we have this.
Then I'll tell you. We got five.
So! Five.
Now, look at Berenkov's expression. There, just for a second. Triumph. Because we only picked up five, which means some are still operational. Fortunately, he also told us how to find them.
Where?
Five. Well, they had a good run, made money, and I always let them have their wine wholesale. Come and see me again, Charlie.
That wasn't a throwaway line. Berenkov was boasting. Letting his agents buy wine wholesale is just the thing he would do. But he'd keep a scrupulous record of every transaction.
Of course. Basic training. Always comply with the civil law of the country in which you operate. So, his wine company, the Bulls...
You're learning, Brian. Check Berenkov's wholesale outlets against his tax return, and you'll have the rest of his network.
You sound damn sure.
I am. The five we got were all on there. I checked while my socks were drying. I'm really sorry that the tapes were considered such a failure. So if you'll excuse me, I'll go and clear my desk.
Martin, perhaps we should re-examine the recordings. Discuss the matter tomorrow.
You can discuss it all you want, but from tomorrow I'm on leave.
Leave?
Which you've already approved. So perhaps we can discuss my future in a fortnight.
So? It's no guarantee they won't demote you.
Right, but not this time. Hmm, good. Where'd you learn to cook like this?
In Lausanne.
Ah, finishing school. Thought it important, did they?
Sort of. You know they'll try again.
Yeah. What happened after I left?
Cuthbertson rang the minister. Blamed old Wilberforce for the administrative error. God, the way he was grovelling. The apologies.
I'm still waiting for one.
From Cuthbertson? He'll never apologise to you.
He'll have to.
I know him better than you do, remember?
So?
He's a bastard.
So am I, love. Funny thing is, nobody realises it. It'll be the ruin of them.
Unless they get you first.
Yeah. Yeah, the thought of 20 years as a poxy clerk.
You couldn't take it, Charlie.
Right. You know, Jan, I've devoted my whole sodding life to the service. Loved it. And there's nothing else I can or want to do, even if they'll let me.
You could go for early retirement.
Well, and end up on the compost heap like Archie Willoughby. Nah. Anyway... couldn't live on a reduced pension.
But your wife, she's got money, hasn't she?
Edith. She's loaded and tighter than a Scot on Burns night. You know, she's got receipted bills going back 10 years and can remember the exact amount of each one. Comes of being a bank manager's daughter or something.
You could leave her.
Hmm. And who'd have me? A worn-out 45 with no money and no prospects.
You're hardly worn out, Charlie.
Would you let me move in?
No. No, I wouldn't.
So I'm tethered. To a job that doesn't want me and a wife who's not very interested.
Poor Charlie. You do know I'm very fond of you.
I suppose that'll stop too, if...
If you're transferred, I expect so. It has been fun.
Yeah.
Take me to bed, Charlie.
Now?
Now. They all want to screw you. Why should I be the exception?
For the CIA, there can only be one position, Mr. Secretary. On top.
The Bay of Pigs? Watergate? Need I go on, Rutgers?
Ah, but now I'm numero uno. So no inquest, Mr. Secretary. Okay?
And deal out some facts.
All right, General Valery Kalyanin, Chief of Tactics and Planning for KGB operations. He was 20 years in the Kremlin. Yet until last week, a complete mystery. No Western diplomat in Moscow had ever met him. No known photographs are available. No one was even sure he existed. Then, without warning, he shows up at our embassy at a reception. So goddamn unimportant
that apart from our own ambassador, the only people there are first secretaries and freeloaders with no other place to go. And who does he latch on to for 2 hours? The British military attaché, something that only Bill Brayley here realized was significant.
And your assessment, Mr. Brayley?
In my opinion, sir, General Kalganin was trying to set up a deal, planning to defect.
To the British, in our embassy. You sure he really was, Kavan?
We have positive identification from photographs, sir.
According to Mr. Rutger, does not exist.
Well, not in our files, Mr. Secretary, but Kalyanin's been in the Kremlin for over two decades, survived every purge from Stalin to Brezhnev. So, we examined these official photographs of the Presidium going back 20 years and identified the same unknown face in all of them. Yeah. And here are pictures Kalyanin willingly posed for during the party. If you'll compare them, sir.
Older, and obviously the same person. Very well. I accept the identification. Now the evidence of defection.
Here we have copies of Pravda and Izvestia, published 3 days before the reception. Now, both carry violent diatribes about gaps in Soviet security, attacks which can only be construed as direct criticisms of Kalyanin. We also know the Central Committee's very upset about the Barankov fiasco, not to mention killing the wrong man in East Berlin.
And in the same week, we get this from Prague. It's a copy of Rude Pravo. But this time, they actually name Kalyanin. And no newspaper in the East would dare do that without Presidium instruction.
You think Kalyanin's being purged so he wants out fast?
But to the British, sir. Since our party was the only diplomatic event in Moscow last week, he used it to make contact.
The British embassy confirmed that?
No one there will talk, not at any level.
Mr. Secretary, we must have Kalyanin. His knowledge, what went on in the past, the Soviets' plans for the future. His value is incalculable.
Agreed. I'm quite certain the British will share it, allow us access.
In 2-3 years, maybe. And if they don't foul up the operation first.
You believe that possible?
I know it. The MI5's just had a major shake-up. They don't have one single operator capable of handling Kalyanin. And if they drop the ball, there's no question. We have to be involved.
The risks are enormous.
But so are the potential rewards, Mr. Secretary. And I will be handling it personally.
With Mr. Brayley?
Why not? He's met Kalyanin. Well, can we move?
With caution.
You'll inform the President?
Yeah, I'm passing. But Rutgers...
Yes, Mr. Secretary?
I warned you. If the shit hits the fan, I want us wearing clean white suits. If anything louses up the president's policy of détente, he won't like it at all. Not at all.
The White Cliffs, Charlie.
Back to reality. Still, it was a great 2 weeks, Edith.
Ta.
I still think we should have stayed in France.
But Austria... You always said you liked it, especially in autumn.
I do. Did.
Did?
Changing plans, Charlie. It worried me. And they can't really be that stupid.
They're fools, love. Look, everything's going to work out, I promise. Now come here. Stop worrying.
I'll try. But, Charlie...
What?
You do love me, don't you? Really?
You know I do.
Then promise me something.
Go on.
This business, you wouldn't leave me, would you?
Never. Look, it's going to work out. You know me, love, I'm a survivor. I always have been.
Until now. But after tomorrow, it's all so crazy.
I know, but... Where would you like to have dinner?
Dinner? I'll fix something at home.
No, Dover. There's a place by the castle.
Oh, you love spending money, don't you?
Well, I'm still on holiday, love.
But lunch was over £50.
You didn't begrudge it.
Have I ever? I know I keep a check on money, Charlie, but it's the way I was brought up.
Yeah.
But it is our money. Yours and mine. You can spend the lot if you want to.
I don't need to.
But it's there, Charlie, and it would be safer.
Maybe.
And we won't starve, even if you are demoted.
I know, love. But by the time I'm done, Cuthbertson's going to be begging for my help. and it's going to be my money that supports us.
Jan, my office. Some tit's been using it.
Brian Harrison, and it's his office now.
His? So where the hell am I then?
Two floors down, next to the typing pool.
And the toilets. I want to see Cuthbertson.
Not today, Charlie.
When?
I've no idea. There's a hell of a flap on.
Yeah, but he still has time to write these poxy memos.
Well, visiting Berenkov does give you something to do.
Like what? There's nothing more he can tell us. Just a waste of time.
It's still better than being demoted. And Cuthbertson has signed your expenses. Well, almost.
Almost?
Remember the last time you saw Berenkov? The day your shoes leaked?
Not likely to forget it.
Neither did Cuthbertson. He said it was obvious you'd walked back from Wormwood Scrubs.
So?
He's cut the taxi fare. I thought you'd go through the roof.
No, no. Cuthbertson's just told me something.
Oh?
That I might be getting too arrogant. And arrogance leads to carelessness. I haven't seen Snare or Harrison around.
No, Harrison's in Leipzig, a trade fair. Snare's gone to our embassy in Moscow.
Over this flap?
The embassy signal said some Russian, a general, wants to defect. Snare and Harrison have gone to set things up.
Oh. This general. Any idea who he is?
Cuthbertson won't say. He went purple with excitement. Even his memo to the Prime Minister uses a code name. But he did say we'd be the envy of everyone in the West, that the Americans would be begging for any crumbs we can spare.
Stilton, and a glass of Taylor's?
Thanks, after that terrific steak and kidney, just a boy.
Good. And now, Mr. Rutgers...
Call me Garson.
What?
My friends call me Garson.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
Oh. Okay. Sir Henry, to détente?
Quite. Cheers.
Cheers.
I'm afraid this Stilton's a bit over the top.
You know, I'm really grateful my Secretary of State set up this meeting.
Two new brooms. And my minister does consider liaison to Endenborg.
Vitally. In every area.
Approve of the port, do you?
That's great. Now, you know, Sir Henry, what particularly concerns us right now is the future of a certain general.
Yours or ours?
Sir Henry, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yes, this port is really remarkable.
General Valery Kalyanin?
Yeah, Russian.
Now, we know what he's up to and that you're planning to make contact. And since it has to be soon, I reckon Leipzig.
Oh?
Sir Henry, the trade fair? Kalyanin's heading the Soviet delegation. Now, look, are we going to level with each other or not?
Let's just say something is developing which could prove interesting. However...
Yeah.
And I'm sure you won't be offended by this, old man. I don't see how it affects you in the slightest.
Well, call it liaison, Sir Henry. We did agree liaison was important.
Oh, we did. We most definitely did.
Well, so?
So, if anything transpires, you'll certainly hear about it through normal channels.
Sir Henry, you don't get my drift. Now, I'm offering to provide you with the services of the CIA, directly authorized by the president.
Most generous of you. This Stilton. Yes, you were wise not to have it.
Look, the United States considers the Kalyanin operation too damn big to be handled by just one service. It'd be an absolute disaster for the West if anything went wrong. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Which is why I'm coordinating it personally. Just to make sure nothing will.
It is good to see you again, Charlie.
You don't look well, Alexei.
It's not easy to adjust to a place like this.
Well, I'm sure your lot are doing something about it. I brought you some cigarettes. Duty free.
American. You enjoyed your holiday.
Took your advice.
My advice?
About Vienna. Thought Edith would like it, but you were right about the food. Lousy.
It's even worse here. Did you meet anyone interesting?
The usual tourists, all eager to tell you where they've been and where you should go. Boring, most of them.
Sometimes even tourists give good advice.
Well, I did learn a bit. Might come in useful next time.
Another holiday? So they've taken you off the active rota.
I upset Cuthbertson.
Of course. Soldiers, Charlie. They have a different approach. Too regimental. They should not run spy systems.
You did. And you're a general. Like Kalyanin.
Just honorary titles, Charlie. It increases the salary and the expenses.
Like in capitalist societies. Well, I suppose every job has its perks.
Yeah, and its drawbacks, Charlie. So be careful. Even though they have pushed you aside, be very careful.
That's a promise, Alexei. You can depend on it.
And then he says, Stilton's a bit off, old man.
Pompous, slimy bastard.
Garson, you were outfoxed.
Temporarily, Bill. Temporarily.
But if they won't play ball?
We lean on them. Now, it'd be a real shame if things started to happen to their operatives.
It would leave them short-handed. You could offer to help them out.
Right. An offer they can't refuse.
Harrison dead?
Hmm.
How and when?
Last night. 10 kilometers north of Leipzig. A police roadblock. The East Germans say Harrison tried to drive round it. Crashed.
Killed outright?
No. No, it seems he climbed out of the car all right.
And?
The damned idiot panicked. Ran. Naturally, the police opened fire.
And naturally, there were no independent witnesses.
Enough. 5 tourists, Americans. They were in the car immediately behind Harrison. They confirmed everything.
Damn nuisance. Well, at least it happened after he met Kalyanin. You've read his report?
Short and to the point. Kalyanin is willing.
Willing?
Yeah.
Yes, but hardly likely to stroll into our embassy and give himself up. We need to know Kalyanin's conditions and whether he's made any personal escape plans.
So, he's up to snare.
Obviously.
What do we tell him?
About Harrison? Absolutely nothing. Might frighten him. And a frightened man can't be expected to operate efficiently.
Hi. Bill Braley, U.S. Embassy, Cultural Attaché.
Hello. Snap. Ron Snap.
You must be new to Moscow.
Yes.
Within the last 3 weeks. That's how long I've been away. I'm leaving Washington.
Lucky fellow.
You don't like Moscow?
No.
You going to stay here long?
As short a time as possible. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must circulate.
So, Mr. Snare, I hear you're very new at the embassy.
Just 3 weeks, General Kalyanin. But I've been looking forward to this meeting.
Then the pleasure is mine, Mr. Snare. Вы говорите по-русски?
Немножко. But not as well as you speak English, sir.
I enjoy English, Mr. Snare. And your BBC World Service permits me to stay in practice.
But you do have other opportunities.
Certainly. At receptions such as this.
And at trade fairs?
Trade fairs?
Leipzig?
Oh?
I believe you met a colleague of mine there, on the British tractor stand.
This colleague, you have heard from him recently?
No, but I know he was most impressed with your views and would like to discuss them in greater detail.
Personally?
That could be arranged.
Very difficult, Mr. Snare.
But not impossible.
Even if it involves considerable expense?
Finance is not a problem.
Not even $1 million?
No.
So, the Neskuchny Sad, Mr. Snare, you know it?
The gardens, by the Moskva River.
I walk on the riverbank most Sundays, about 11 in the morning, regular habit.
And very good for the health.
And I, Mr. Snare, am most anxious about mine. I'm getting old, and old men worry. Misfortune can strike at any moment.
Not if they're well looked after. Your health could remain good for many years.
But it is imperative I know that for certain. If I thought my Sunday constitutionals could cause me more harm than good, I would terminate them immediately.
I wouldn't do that, General. You see, in England, we're convinced that walking at any age can be extremely beneficial. That it leads to continuing good health into very old age.
Snare? Dealing on the black market in Gorky Street? Never.
There's an obvious frame-up. It's still the reason for his arrest.
Their reason? When will we be allowed access?
Well, it has to go through channels. It'll be 3 weeks at least.
3 weeks? Too long. Doesn't leave us much option, Wilberforce.
Muffin.
Unless you have a better suggestion.
Unfortunately, no. But it does raise that other matter.
Janet. The security report.
Well, we just can't leave it. I mean, it's bad enough that your secretary is involved with a married man, but with someone like Muffin, it's unthinkable. Your own goddaughter.
He has a reputation for this sort of thing. Edith, his wife, was old Archie Willoughby's secretary.
Extraordinary.
Not when you consider Muffin's background. Pure working class. And rushing's always been their favourite pastime.
Charlie?
Hmm?
I do try to please you.
You always do, Edith.
I'm glad. And I don't mind the affair either. I'm just frightened it'll all go wrong.
And don't be silly. And don't worry. Promise.
Promise? You're the only man I see colours with, Charlie. Oh, but that damned money. It's such a barrier between us. I wish I'd never inherited it.
Oh no.
No, not now. 7996.
Mr. Muffin, please.
Hold on. It's the girl from your office.
Yes, Janet.
I'm sorry to ring so late, Charlie, but it's Sir Henry. He wants to see you.
Now?
No, 9 o'clock tomorrow, sharp.
But I'm visiting Berenkov.
9 o'clock, Charlie, and don't be late.
Well, what did she want?
Message from Cuthbertson. Told you he was going to need me.
That, Muffin, is the whole story. Now, your assessment.
Then I'm not being demoted.
No. No, you're not. And I confess I was quite wrong about you, Muffin.
Oh?
And I apologize.
There was a problem over my expense sheet.
Already corrected. And with a bonus.
A bonus?
Allowance to, well, enable you to conform to departmental standards.
Shoes. We feel black leather is preferable to scuffed suede, Muffin. And the allowance will also cover other areas.
Oh?
Haircut for a start. In fact, I would suggest a complete wardrobe to enable you to look less,
crumpled? When do you reckon that'll help?
No, it's nothing personal, Charles. But the department, your general appearance, you understand?
Absolutely.
Good man. Now, Kalyanin, we really do need your help, Charles.
Charlie. My friends call me Charlie.
Well, Charlie, we want you to contact Kalyanin. Bring him over safely and quickly.
Just like that. You've got to be joking.
There is nothing humorous in the situation, Muffin.
Too right there isn't. It's bloody crazy. You did ask for my assessment.
And I'm waiting to hear it.
Right. Then please listen. 1 year ago, we broke a red network. Landed Alexei Berenkov.
Well, he's nothing to do with this.
He has everything to do with it. Look, we destroyed a KGB network that operated right through the West. One that cost them time and money and was vitally important to them, right?
Agreed.
And suddenly, right out of the shadows, creeps Kalyanin, asserting that he wants to defect. The genius behind the KGB. A man who has stayed out of the limelight for over 2 decades. Almost simultaneously, and with a supreme sense of timing, the communist press starts to smear him and you go for it.
Yes, because it adds credence to Kalyanin's story, which I'm more inclined to believe since he showed up in Leipzig.
To feed Harrison with another load of crap before he was picked off. And if that wasn't bad enough, now you lose Snare as well.
Oh, sheer coincidence.
Well, losing two men right after they meet Kalyanin? No. We expose an operative. He's identified and then eliminated. Make the bait big enough and so many fish will swarm you can catch them by hand. It's the oldest trick in the book and we fell for it.
There are others who do not subscribe to your theory.
What others? The CIA? They're not in as well, are they?
Oh, they did make an approach, which I rejected.
Yeah? Gentlemen, I know that I am badly regarded. My appearance does not conform, and I am a constant reminder of an intelligent system which made some serious errors.
Errors which necessitated change.
Yes, but I stayed and proved myself, if proof were needed, by debriefing Berenkov.
Oh, brilliantly, as I told the minister. Now, what exactly is your point?
Point? You, sir, are a soldier. Mr. Wilberforce, a civil servant. Let's say no expert in my game would ever play by your rules. You don't... You can't see the traps.
Really?
So I'm warning you. Kalyanin is baiting a trap and you're walking right into it. Carry on and he'll have the whole department.
You're frightened.
Damn right I am. Two men lost and I don't want to be next. I tell you, Kalyanin will never defect.
And I'm convinced he will.
Then why were Snare and Harrison hit?
Both meetings with Kalyanin were in public. Would have been noted. To protect his back, Kalyanin would have to act. Hit Snare and Harrison. But only after he was sure they'd dispatched their reports. That we were aware he was serious. Logical?
No. Logically, Snare should be dead. He isn't. And by now, he's been taken apart psychologically without pain back to the day he was born.
Oh, nonsense. We've been promised access within 3 weeks. They'd hardly do that if they were torturing him, physically or mentally.
Kalyanin wouldn't risk the exposure of his defection by letting Snare live if that defection were genuine.
There's only one way to find out. And that is a direct order, Charlie.
Well, remember, I did warn you. Right. The Americans, how keen are they to come in?
Well, enough for Garson Rutgers to fly over personally.
Then I suggest we play ball.
What?
Kalyanin wants $1 million, so why not let the Americans foot the bill? Make it a condition of entry.
No, Rutgers will hardly accept that. Well, not immediately.
That's what I'm counting on. So stall them. Do anything, but keep them busy for at least a week.
Right.
So I can see Kalyanin. Be in and out of Moscow before the Americans realize someone's taken over from Snare.
But our embassy cover for you won't be ratified for another 3 weeks.
I don't want embassy cover.
Well, how else will you get into Russia?
You do want Kalyanin.
I've just said so.
Then allow me to operate as I have always done. My way. And I'll need a cash advance.
Oh, very well. But I'll want receipts and full reports at every stage.
If that's all...
Then confide in me.
I have had him under surveillance for some time.
Oh.
What I cannot understand is why. You can have absolutely nothing in common.
Well, he is different. Not like anyone I've ever met before. More masculine, I suppose. And terribly good in bed.
You're not in love with him, are you?
Of course not.
Good. My dear, I have involved Muffin in the most vital operation of his career. It's imperative he succeeds. So I need to know what he thinks, feels. Only you can tell me that.
I know how he feels, all right. He resents your appointment and the stupid people you brought in. But he is deeply committed to the department. I really don't think he cares a damn for anything else.
Then he'll do his best.
For the department, not for you. Do I really have to spy on him?
I must know what Muffin does every moment of his existence. And that, I'm sorry to say, must include pillow talk.
So this would be an assignment for the department?
Yes.
Then there will be expenses, won't there? Good expenses.
Yes, Janet, there will be expenses. And they will be liberal.
Poor Charlie.
Oh, there's just one more thing. My memorandum to the minister about Berenkov. Add a final paragraph. In fact, Charles Muffin was one of my most able and eager workers in the exceptionally difficult capture of Alexei Berenkov, the operation which I initiated and headed to its successful conclusion.
Доброе утро. Можно?
Садитесь, пожалуйста.
I've come a long way. And the Neskuchny Sat is quite a walk from the Hotel Russia.
This is my fourth Sunday here. I was beginning to think your Mr. Snare had missed the point.
No, no. How is Snare?
In good health.
They'll be suspicious if he's not accused or released soon.
I know. So my departure must be within the next 3 weeks.
That quick?
Da. I go on an official visit to Czechoslovakia, arranged months ago.
So the crossing will be into Austria?
That is a problem?
No, we're well organized there.
Of course, you know that the Americans are now very deeply involved.
How?
They identified Snare and Harrison to my second directorate.
Bastards.
That is why I had to act. But it was a pity about Harrison. He should not have panicked. Police in the East shoot at anyone who runs.
Yes.
He showed a certain lack of experience, perhaps. Snare is not very good either. You did not tell the Americans that you were coming.
I told no one.
But they suspect someone is coming. Our monitoring of the American embassy is still highly efficient.
Any mention of a Charles Muffin?
No, but they are checking all arrivals, including tourists. That is how you came?
Yeah, Moscow for the weekend, in tourist package. Quick and simple.
But under your own name, it wouldn't take long to trace.
My flight leaves in the morning, unless they cancel it.
Then I had better guarantee that departure. Also, ensure that you are not searched by customs. It could be awkward if the tape was found. You are recording this conversation.
Whitehall will need more than my word.
Naturally. The $1 million. Is it coming from Washington?
Those are our terms. They are very keen to get you across.
$1 million up front? They've got to be joking.
I reckon it's a stalling operation, Mr. Secretary. Delaying tactics while they slip someone new into Moscow.
Right. And who? And how do you spot him?
It won't be too difficult. He'll have some official cover, and our embassy staff is on full alert.
In the meantime...
I want to increase the pressure. Diplomatically, of course.
Meaning what, Rutgers?
The president is touring Europe in November. Now, it'd be one hell of a snub if he visited every capital except London.
Good God, man. I can never threaten them with that.
But you won't have to follow through, sir. Just a gentle hint should do it.
Things could go very badly sour, Rutgers.
No way. Cuthbertson's a pompous bastard, so we press from the top. Just talk to his minister. One word from him and we'll be in.
And you'll provide the necessary funds.
Right. And then I'll go for broke. Demand that we have total and continuing access to Kalyanin.
Okay, Rutgers. But keep a real close check on the money. Congress. These days they even audit my petty cash vouchers.
No problem. All the money will be going through the Langley computer. We'll be able to trace every damn cent.
The Americans, undoubtedly, they will mark the notes. And marked notes are worthless.
Well, I could ask for it in advance, get it laundered.
I would need to know it had been done. Otherwise...
No deal. Right, so when do you plan to cross?
I arrive in Prague on the 12th. Let us say 1 week later, the 19th. I would need confirmation before then.
Means another meeting. Midday on the 13th, suit you?
Just another casual encounter, Mr. Muffin. But where?
How about the Charles Bridge? The side looking away from the Hradčany Castle, by the sluices.
I will be there. But you, Mr. Muffin, you be careful. The Americans find out they might sell you out to the Czech Secret Service. Their involvement could be most embarrassing. I could arrange for you to have a minder. That is your word, no?
Be a bit of a laugh. MI5 guarded by the KGB. But I work alone.
That is not always possible, Mr. Muffin. You know, Alexei Barenkov is possibly my only friend.
Well, you'll be seeing him soon.
I count on you to arrange it. You still plan to visit him?
Why not? We're friends.
Then please give him my regards. How is he adapted to prison?
Badly.
Poor Alexei. He's not a man to accept prison. Nor am I, Mr. Muffin. So you will ensure that there are no problems?
You're frightened.
Very. I am a planner, not a field operative like you. And now I am under extreme pressure from the Presidium.
Makes two of us. Being a field operative doesn't help either. I get nervous, too.
The other two men would not have admitted that. But then I had heard that you were very sensible and a survivor.
Been reading my file, have you? Well, I'll see you.
On the 13th.
Right. The score about, General.
13, Mr. Muffin. Is that not considered unlucky in your country?
Yes, but I'm not superstitious.
But I am, Mr. Muffin. Very superstitious. Asdorozhna.
Cooperation, Sir Henry. Full and complete. And that's a direct order from your minister.
So I understand.
Good. Now, what I want is for Bill Braley here to contact Kalyanin.
It may not be that easy.
Because you haven't had too much success, Sir Henry.
Wrong, Mr. Brayley. In fact, we had a meeting with Kalyanin on Sunday.
What?
Even arranged the crossing date. So you see, there's really very little for you or Mr. Rutgers to do.
Yeah, but you've been ordered to cooperate.
Yes, but I wonder if that order would have been issued had the Cabinet listened to a certain conversation. Charlie, if you will.
You know that the Americans are now very deeply involved.
How?
They identified Snare and Harrison to my second directorate.
Bastards.
That is...
Well, gentlemen?
Kalyanin's lying.
For what reason?
Well, what the hell right do you have to question me?
The right of a man who lost two colleagues because of CIA involvement. Because it's going to be my head on the block.
Well, I say Kalyanin's lying.
If that is Kalyanin.
Are you serious, Mr. Brayley?
It is a reasonable question, Sir Henry.
Then it's equally reasonable, as I have argued for many weeks, that the whole setup is phony. That we should drop it now. Put no more agents at risk, yours or ours.
No chance. It must go on to the end. Even you, Sir Henry, must see that.
Absolutely. But it will be carried out by my department and on my terms.
Okay. But I still insist on meeting Kalyanin personally.
Once he's crossed over. But I want Brayley with me in Prague.
Well, me? Why?
As a guarantee. Well, Rutgers would hardly risk exposing me with you there.
Yeah, but that's like...
Me setting you up. Right. So you'll stick with me. Do exactly as I say. And, Mr. Brayley, never be further than 10 yards away. Never.
Well, why 10 yards?
At that range, I'm classified as an expert marksman. I see an arrest coming, I'll kill you. And that would create a very embarrassing situation for everyone.
I warn you, a full account of this meeting will be submitted to our Secretary of State, Keyes. And bearing in mind the President's forthcoming visit to Europe, I'm confident that his distress will be such...
Equaled only by that of the British Cabinet, once they've studied this tape and my assessment of it.
Gentlemen, please, let us not allow... unwarranted animosity to cloud the real issue.
Which is to bring over the most important Russian to defect since 1945.
Right. Right. But to a scenario you don't appear to accept.
Because Snare and Harrison apart, the whole thing's gone too easily.
It's Kalyanin's game. His rules. So we have to play it his way.
Just doesn't feel right. You do know Kalyanin's got me under surveillance?
You're aware of this?
No, but if they're good, and they will be, I wouldn't even get a sniff. But they're there, all right. So we've got to launder the money.
Now, hold
Look,
on.
If that
here.
Money isn't clean, Kalyanin will know. He won't cross. You did hear the tape.
So?
So we've got to do it, publicly and quickly.
How?
Use casinos. Paris, Nice, Monte Carlo and Vienna.
Gambling?
No, we just use the high game rooms. Change 50,000 at a time into chips, wander around for a couple of hours, then cash the lot back into clean notes. Simple. Yet public enough to show Kalyanin we're doing it. And you'll still be able to trace the money if you want to.
How? It's impossible time-wise. It took us 2 weeks to record the numbers, and we used a computer.
Because you listed the number on every single bill. This time we just mark a random sample, list the numbers on a portable assessor.
Hey, it'll save time and still let us trace the money. That's great thinking, Charlie.
Yeah, but still pointless. It's going to take at least 2 years to debrief Kalyanin. Couple more while he settles into his new identity, and he'll have permanent guards. We'll know exactly where he is 15 years from now. It's just monopoly money. Very unimportant, except to Kalyanin.
Mr. Muffin, my apologies for being late.
I was early.
Ah, Prague, gentle city. And on a day like this...
I didn't come to talk about Prague.
Are you feeling all right, Mr. Muffin?
Fine, why?
Just that you do not look very well.
I said I was fine.
Good. Your friend Sneer, I fear he has had a mental collapse.
Oh?
Apparently he could not accept solitary confinement. Our psychiatrists are quite worried.
So Snare's in the Serbsky Institute.
It is extremely well equipped.
For brainwashing dissidents.
Believe me, Mr. Muffin, his breakdown was not intentional. The solitary confinement was necessary. Under the circumstances, I could hardly allow Mr. Snare to be in touch with anyone, could I?
No.
I'm glad you agree. Using casinos, a clever method, Mr. Muffin.
Well, they had to let you know it was being done.
Ah, with some American help. My men obtained excellent photographs of you and Mr. Brayley. And since he's so close by, I should like to meet him. Yes?
That's up to you.
My plans have been worked out with great care. Mr. Muffin, it would avoid repetition if Mr. Brayley was given the details at the same time as you and your tape recorder.
To a profitable crossing, General.
I have been thinking very deeply about that, Mr. Brayley.
Yes, sir?
My value to the West, I consider it much higher than a mere $1 million.
That was what you asked for, General.
Yes, but I am also aware of my importance, Mr. Brayley. So I intend to be treated properly, with respect.
You will be.
No interruptions, Mr. Murphy. Now, as I just said, I plan to cross on the 19th, 6 days from today.
Where?
Near Yaroslavice at La Andertaya. So I assume your people receive me at Stonsdorf.
Correct.
I must know precisely your arrangements and be assured that they will be followed to the letter.
General Kalyanin, my government is fully aware of your importance. And to convince you of this, my director, Garson Rutgers, and his British counterpart will be in Vienna with their personal welcomes.
Excellent, Mr. Brayley. Excellent. Yes, that is exactly the level at which this affair should be handled. You will arrive on the Austrian side of the border at precisely 10:30 p.m., and I do mean precisely.
But it will hardly be fully dark by then.
Dark enough, Mr. Brayley, dark enough.
Shouldn't we arrange a contingency plan in case you're delayed?
Instructing me tradecraft, Mr. Muffin?
No, General, just trying to guarantee nothing will go wrong.
Nothing will, I assure you. So, gentlemen, to a perfect operation, eh? Na zdorovia.
Cheers.
Great.
Good. Then there will be no further contact between us until the 19th.
See you at the border, then.
Assuredly, Mr. Muffin, when you bring over the money.
Over?
I wish to see it before I cross. Also, to get your personal assurance that both Sir Henry Cuthbertson and Mr. Rutgers are in Vienna to welcome me.
You want me to make another crossing into communist territory?
What possible apprehension could you have, Mr. Muffin, eh? It'll only be a few yards. Now, I will leave you. Until the 19th.
Stupid, Charlie.
It's never happened before.
With what you've got on your mind, it's hardly surprising.
I reckon Barankov was right.
Oh?
All those months ago. You know about me and imprisonment. Said I'd never stand it.
What would you do, Charlie?
If I knew capture was inevitable, I'd kill myself.
Stop it, Charlie. Honestly, you keep on like that and you'll become permanently impotent. I don't suppose Cuthbertson told you.
What?
About Sir Archibald Willoughby. He died while you were in Prague.
Oh.
It seems he was an alcoholic, been drinking for years.
No, not years. Just 18 months. He was a very unhappy man. I'm glad he's gone.
Glad that he's dead?
I knew him very well, Jan. And he really didn't want to live.
Oh. You will be careful tomorrow.
What else?
Don't be glib, please. I really do want you back.
Edith? You still up then?
You said you'd be home early.
Sorry, love. And you know it was necessary.
So you keep telling me.
Then don't be stupid. I'm sorry, Edith.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I've packed a bag for you.
Thanks. Well, I'd better get ready for the off then.
Then it is definitely tomorrow.
Yeah.
What's Kalyanin like?
Little, chubby, unmarried, scared but doesn't show it.
$1 million. It's an awful lot of money, Charlie.
Makes it worth the risk. And Kalyanin's no fool either.
But if something goes wrong... I'm frightened, Charlie.
I'm frightened too, Edith. Bloody frightened.
There's not a thing to worry about, Sir Henry. By tonight, we'll have over 100 agents in Austria. Not even a fly will move without us knowing it. In 24 hours from now, I'll be celebrating the greatest intelligence coup of my life.
We'll be celebrating, Rutgers. What about the border guards?
No problem. We realized why Kalyanin specified 10:30. Both sides change shifts at 10. Obviously, Kalyanin will have taken care of everything at his end.
That still leaves the Austrians.
Well, it's only 3 guards. My team immobilizes them at precisely 10:15 and maintains the regular telephone link with Vienna until Kalyanin's airborne for London.
Oh, immobilizing border guards. Now, that could lead to a very embarrassing diplomatic situation.
For the Czechs, yeah. My team will wear Czech army uniforms and only speak their language. No way the Austrians could ever blame us.
Well, you do seem to have covered every eventuality.
Including the possibility of a double cross by Kalyanin. So, a little precaution. There's a transmitter in the money bag.
Very
means
clever.
We can monitor him from the moment Muffin hands it over.
No. We've covered every eventuality, bar one.
Oh, yeah?
Kalyanin crosses at 10:30 and is driven to the safe house in the Wipplingerstrasse, yes?
Right.
Simultaneously, a decoy vehicle, an exact duplicate, heads towards the Italian border in case the Czechs or Russians pursue Kalyanin into Austria.
And you can bet they will.
The Austrians won't accept that.
So, they'll go after the Reds towards Italy. It's exactly the diversion I want. The more chaos, the more time we have to get Kalyanin to Schwechat Airport.
Possibly, but our decoy is bound to be picked up. If he talks...
He won't.
Oh?
The decoy car will be fitted with an explosive device. Oh. It will detonate 15 minutes after Kalyanin crosses.
The driver is to be sacrificed.
Regretfully.
You have someone in mind?
I was rather thinking of Muffin.
No. No dice.
He is the obvious choice.
Well, maybe, but Kalyanin trusts him. We might need him later.
Oh, pity. Mm. Yes, I suppose you're right. Well, who...
Marshall.
Who?
Yeah, he's leading our Green Beret team. Once the border post's been taken out, he's expendable.
Ah.
Hey, look, he told me. He's just waiting to retire.
Border post, Charlie.
We'll stop here, then. Looks quiet enough.
It should. 10:29. Schedule for the Green Berets to move in is 10:15. Everything seems to be working well.
Traps usually do till they snap shut.
You still think we're being set up? If anything were going to happen, it'd have done so by now, surely. If they were going to grab us, they'd have done it in Prague.
That's what those fools you were for think. But I'm still not convinced.
Fools don't hold down the jobs they do.
No, you'll learn soon enough. 10:30. Better flash the headlamps. Watch for 2 flashes in reply.
Nothing. Answer, damn you. What the hell do we do now?
Wait 1 minute, then we'll try again.
It's wrong, Charlie. He's not coming.
No, Kalyanin's there, all right.
What the hell's he playing at?
Tactics, making sure we're in position.
He gave us a damn schedule. I reckon we should call Rutgers.
Well, and start a bloody panic, no.
I still don't like it, Charlie.
You don't have to go across.
Neither do you. We could get the hell out now.
Too late. There are two flashes.
So, you'll go across?
Those were his orders. Money back.
Sure. Look after it, Charlie. And, take care.
Yeah. You'd better radio Cuthbertson that we've met.
Sure.
And add a prayer. You know, just in case.
You will be careful tomorrow.
What else?
Don't be glib, please. I really do want you back.
Yes, it's very distasteful, my dear. And I'm sorry.
You bugged my bedroom. How could you?
It was necessary.
Even though I told the director everything?
Rightly, Janet. But, well, you are somewhat biased. We had to be certain.
Of Charlie's loyalty?
No, his judgment. My dear, we had to get Kalyanin. And Muffin did appear to have become rather too friendly with Varenkov, and it's an odd report, to say the least. So, checks and balances, my dear. And since we've proved our suspicions were unfounded, you've nothing further to worry about.
But the tapes?
Oh, they'll be destroyed. Nothing will appear on your files.
Then the director isn't planning to dump Charlie.
I really don't know. You've grown rather fond of Muffin, haven't you?
Yes. And that makes what I did even worse.
I can't afford guilt feelings. Especially over, excuse me. Wilberforce. Ah, Sir Henry. Oh, excellent. Congratulations. I'll inform the minister immediately. Yes, good night. Congratulations again. They've met. Charlie and Kalyanin have met.
Kalyanin, may I introduce my director, General Sir Henry Cuthbertson.
General, welcome. Welcome indeed. And this is Garson Rutgers, my American counterpart.
A real pleasure, General. A very great pleasure.
If you'll excuse me, gentlemen, I think I should move the car if by any chance it was spotted at the border.
Now, of course, carry on, Muffin. Now, the only drawback of our safe house here is that it has no courtyard.
Ah, one cannot have everything.
Well, General, may I suggest a drink?
It would be greatly appreciated. I have acquired a great liking for Scotch whiskey.
Bill, do the honors.
Yes, sir.
I reckon celebrations are certainly in order here.
I had intended to wear my uniform and medals, but I decided it might have created difficulties in Vienna. I have a great many medals, you know.
We're well aware of your record, General. Well, to your new life in Britain.
To the West, and the benefits it provides. Yes, sir, you're crossing a real copybook operation. I have the necessary power, Mr. Rutgers. If I declare a border post must remain unmanned, then it is unmanned. But to me, it is even more important that you and Sir Henry come to Vienna personally.
Oh, I wouldn't have had it otherwise. We're anxious to meet all your requests.
Indeed, I'm very grateful.
Well, I suggest we leave for the airport now, General. That way we'll be in London by dawn.
This whiskey is so excellent, I should like some more, eh? Yes?
Well, of course, General. Brayley, please.
Thank you, Mr. Brayley. Gentlemen, your operation was also brilliant. To deploy 200 of your best agents so perfectly. The road to Schwechacht, the canal, the riding school, the Volksgarten.
Real necessary.
And then your teams along the border, Stockerau, Wolkensdorf, Ernsborn, Kronoiborg. Midnight.
Time enough, I think.
Yes, we really ought to get moving.
General, how did you manage to...
Scotch, an excellent drink.
Sure, but...
Still do not understand, Mr. Rutgers. Hmm? No, there is no possible way you could.
General, I really must...
Please be quiet. Sir Henry, just over 1 year ago, your department broke the Barinkov network, aspiring we considered virtually undetectable. The result, as you well know, was extremely damaging to my country. But even more, it caused me considerable personal embarrassment. The Presidium threatened that unless Alexei Barinkov was returned safely and speedily to Moscow, there would be a full inquiry, one in which I was to be the central character.
No problem now, General.
No, because as you well know, Mr. Rutgers, my country does not permit any of its operatives, let alone one so highly considered as General Barinkov, to be held in captivity.
So?
So, it has been decided that General Barinkov will be repatriated. Also, to compensate for the breakdown of his network, which, incidentally, is again fully operational, both the MI5 and the CIA will be damaged as severely as possible.
Just get to the point.
The point is that both these objectives have been achieved.
What?
During the last 90 minutes, personnel under my command have captured, hopefully without bloodshed, every agent you brought into Austria.
200 men? Absolute poppycock. Great joke, General, but impossible.
No. All you need is organization and information. I had both. I also anticipated that you might not believe that I am in control of your agents and this house. No doubt you have some means of communicating with your people.
A radio link.
Please feel free to use it, Mr. Braley.
Eagle to all units. Priority one. Confirm status. All units. Priority one. Confirmed. Confirmed.
My God, Jesus.
My operation has succeeded, and the directors of the MI5 and the CIA, along with their operatives, are my hostages, to be held in the Soviet Union until General Barinkov is released. Naturally, your men will be photographed, identified, making them completely useless to you. But at least you will get them back. But you, gentlemen, you will be totally discredited. Your operation will be set back for years.
But how? Damn it, so few people knew the full details.
Which is why I am unable to accept full credit. You were extremely foolish, Sir Henry. One rail operative in your service, and how do you treat him? You set him up, send him to East Berlin to be shot or captured, vilify him for the way he handled Barinkov when it was he who originated, coordinated the whole scheme, then threatened to demote him. And you still expect loyalty.
The bastard.
Yes. But when did Charlie Muffin pretend to be anything else?
Well, one thing's for sure, General. You won't get out of here alive.
Possibly, Mr. Rutgers, but consider. My men are just outside this door. You shoot, and they will be through that door, and you will be dead. To what end? So, to the alternative. At this moment, my country is prepared to handle this matter in complete secrecy. Kill me, and every detail will be leaked to the Western press before you are repatriated. And that will not make for a very pleasant homecoming.
We'll be laughingstocks.
But who will know? Only a few people in your government, and you will be alive.
Oh, yeah. And the million. What happens to that?
That is for Charlie Muffin. He faces a long retirement and no pension.
Oh, no, I'll get him. It may take me the rest of my life, but I'll get him.
Charlie expected that, nor is he too worried. He thought you might like this back. The device you installed in the money bag. Not that it matters. You have no one within 100 miles you could call to trace it.
Barbecued banknotes.
But $50,000, Charlie.
55,000. Sterling, francs, Austrian shillings, all marked and all traceable.
It still seems a terrible waste.
Better than prison.
Are you still worried about them?
I'm just properly aware of the danger. In you go.
It's funny. With what's left, you'll still have far more money than me.
I know.
Then let's spend my damned inheritance first.
Yeah, why not? Keep us going for a few years.
And we'll still have your money to fall back on. You and Kalyanin. I never thought you'd get away with it.
Neither did I. Well, that's almost the lot.
Charlie.
What?
But don't you feel, well, guilty? Even a little?
No. I warned them. At every meeting, I warned them it was a setup.
Knowing they'd never believe you. Or was it to salve your conscience?
Maybe. And I'm not sorry, love. Cuthbertson will have to retire. A new director can only help the department. Anyway, Wilberforce is still there. I never liked the man, but he does know the system. He'll maintain continuity.
Well, surely you regret Snare and Harrison?
No. They came to East Berlin knowing, expecting me to be shot. And then the bastards celebrated.
You never forget anything, do you?
Nope. Right, that's it then. Shall we go out on the balcony? Aha! Ah! We can listen to the music! Do you fancy a drink, love?
Oh, it's a bit early, Charlie.
No, it's only Cordon Negro, not the real stuff. Still, better than growing roses. Existing on a poxy grade 4 pension.
Oh.
You know, what I need is a decent wine cellar. Vintage claret. Maybe an expert to do the buying for me.
Chateau Lafitte Rothschild, 1908. Pre-revolutionary, Alexei. Yeah. You approve?
An excellent year.
So, Comrade General, to your safe homecoming.
And to absent friends.
To absent friends?
Absent friends. Tell me, did you ever have doubts about Charlie?
Charlie was one of us, Alexei, an honorable professional.
In a dishonorable profession.
Yeah, to some, but Charlie was also a survivor and a ruthless tactician. I recognized that from the first moment we met. And you persuading him to take his wife to Austria now, that was brilliant strategy.
It was a bad 2 weeks, wondering whether he would go, whether he would make contact.
Our chance encounter, as you can see, was most productive.
Yeah. The whole plan, everything from one short meeting. Amazing.
Charlie and I are realists. And with both our heads on the block, it made agreement very easy. You thought I might fail you. Huh?
You have never been caged, Valeri. One imagines, suspects, my cell was bugged. If the tapes had been properly analyzed...
Why do you think I involved the Americans? Huh? Strategy, Alexei. It was brilliant strategy. It was exactly what I wanted. I assessed exactly the situation, analyzed Garson Rutger's personality file, how Cuthbertson would react under CIA pressure. I knew they'd be so busy trying to outdo each other they'd have no time to properly assess what I was doing.
You played games with my freedom, my life.
There was no risk, my friend. I knew exactly how they would react, with Charlie telling them constantly that I would never defect. They might have doubted Charlie's courage, but his loyalty never.
But you did betray your country, Charlie.
No. I saved it from a tit who was leading it to disaster. And I exposed the identity of the mysterious Kalyanin.
And got a fortune in return.
Yeah, because they abandoned me. And they did tell me to get some new clothes. Which these were Savile Row. Maybe in a couple of years.
Oh, you're such a bloody snob, Charlie.
But always honest about it.
Then why were you always so scruffy?
Psychology made them despise me. And who suspects someone they despise? Sun's going down. Let's go and eat.
After you've told me that you love me.
I do.
I know that now. But it's funny, isn't it? I was worried you'd leave me for her.
Who?
Janet.
What?
Was that affair really necessary?
Essential. I needed her to protect my back, especially after East Berlin. Even then, I almost slipped up.
You?
Yeah. It happened just after we got back from holiday, in Berenkov's cell. I told him about Austria, dropped Kalianin's name long before I was supposed to even know about him. I was just bloody lucky no one spotted it on the tape. But the mistake they made was bugging Janet's flat. Gave me a direct line to Cuthbertson. Let me feed him anything I wanted. And get his reaction back from Janet as well.
Poor girl, I feel sorry for her.
Don't. That was just a game. Knowing her, I'll bet she made something out of it.
I hope you're right, Charlie. I'd hate to think that you were just being cruel.
Why? If she was from a council estate, you'd have called her a slag. It was a necessary part of survival for us both.
Sometimes you really frighten me, Charlie.
After 15 years?
Yes. There are times when you just seem like a complete stranger.
That's a point. I'll have to get another name.
Oh, but Charlie Muffin is... Well, it just seems to fit.
Not anymore. From now on, it's going to be Archibald. But I'll keep the first name.
Charlie Archibald?
Charles Archibald, with a very definite accent on the Charles.
Oh. Then goodbye, Charlie. But a new name? That won't stop them looking for us.
No.
So much money and we can't even travel.
We will in a couple of years.
Oh, I do so love the sun. I wonder where they think we are.
They'll be scouring Australia, Far East, South America. Certainly not here. Not Brighton.
Charlie Muffin, the novel by Brian Freemantle, dramatized by Jeffrey M. Matthews. Philip Jackson played Charlie, and Shandor Ellis, General Kalianin. Baron Koff was played by Peter Woodthorpe, Cuthbertson by Barry Cookson, Willoughby by Peter Howell, Wilberforce by Manning Wilson, and Janet by Marcia King. Jennifer Piercy played Edith, Don Fellows, Rutgers, Richard Durden, Brayley, John Church, Keys, Andrew Branch, Snare, Stephen Rashbrook, Harrison, and David Lerner, Gunter. The play was directed by Matthew Walters.